Now, there's been considerable focus on how dissident Republicans may react to a hard border
in
the event of a no-deal Brexit. But what about loyalists? How might they react to a border poll or any new Brexit deal, which would involve Northern Ireland being aligned closer to the EU than to the UK, such as a Northern Ireland-only backstop? Well, Reverend Chris Hudson is the pastor at the All Souls Unitarian Church on Belfast's Elmwood Avenue. He helped to negotiate the UVF ceasefire prior to the Good Friday Agreement and remains in close contact with the UVF leadership. I spoke to him earlier and began by asking Reverend Hudson what, if anything, in the current Brexit process might give them cause for concern.
What they would be concerned about is a serious diversion of laws and between the United Kingdom, the Great Britain and Northern Ireland. But it is quite an abstract issue to them, and there isn't a lot of dialogue about that. Where I do hear, if I may say, where I do hear discussion is around the issue of a border poll, because that's been flagged up quite a lot. And there are concerns there. People feel within loyalism that the Brexit situation is being used by some within the nationalist community to, what I would say, to up the ante on the whole discussion about the constitutional position of Northern Ireland. And it should always be remembered that loyalist paramilitaries called their ceasefire in 94 based on the view that the Union was safe. So I do see some concerns about that, and some of the evidence is anecdotal. I hear people talking in terms of if there was a slight majority in favour of a United Ireland, why should they accept that when nationalists never accepted the state of Northern Ireland?
Yeah, so what do you think would happen if there was to be a hard Brexit and then down the road at some stage a push for a border poll, and indeed if that poll were to take place?
The majority of loyalist leaders who are of a particular age profile, the people I've known over the years, they themselves are still committed, irrespective of whatever any outcome is of border polls, of Brexit, to peace and maintaining the peace. However, having said that, there are younger people within loyalism who are definitely concerned that if there were a border poll and the outcome of that border poll was in support of a United Ireland, that they would see, for argument's sake, that their identity, their way of life, none of that would be protected. And they don't get any sense, by the way, that there's any great love for them within the generic nationalist community.
I suppose the central question, Chris Hudson, is whether or not the future for Brexit brings a new threat of violence in Northern Ireland. And we're looking at the loyalist community. I mean, do you see that threat as being a possibility?
There's always the fear that dissident Republicans will create some sort of atrocity within a loyalist community, which could actually spark off once again violence between the two communities. I hope that doesn't happen. I don't get the sense that it's going to happen. But I don't see, like, a hard border is not an issue for loyalism. What is an issue for loyalism is the change of the constitutional position of Northern Ireland. And it's only then that they would actually feel that there was some impact on them.
You mentioned there that people in the loyalist community, leaders there, that they are currently committed to the peace process. But you also said then that if there were to be a unity referendum or a border poll, that could jeopardise that commitment, or that could weaken that commitment. I mean, how can those two things both be true? Because a unity referendum, a border poll, is part of the Good Friday Agreement, isn't it?
Absolutely. But what I was talking about was, in a unity referendum, if such a thing was successful from a nationalist perspective, and it was a slight majority in favour of a United Ireland, irrespective of it being in the Good Friday Agreement, there are those within the loyalist community who would find it difficult to accept that, because they believe that they would be the outcome for them wouldn't be very positive, and they would be marginalised, and they could feel threatened within such an outcome. I mean, course, people are obliged to accept the outcome of a referendum based on the principles of the Good Friday Agreement. Everyone would have to accept that outcome. But it would be naive to think that there would be no negative outcome from that as well.
We know that the UVF are still recruiting. Who is joining them now, and what is their end goal?
Well, the leadership of the UVF that I'm in dialogue with are fully committed to the transformation of society within Northern Ireland. And you're right, within their ranks they have been recruiting people, which they had originally given a commitment that they wouldn't do this, but it is happening. They're not recruiting where they're receiving any sort of training in paramilitary activity. That is not happening. But the recruiting should not be happening. I mean, there was a commitment from all paramilitary organisations that they would no longer recruit. And in some cases, yes, that commitment has been broken. But it is not, to my knowledge, towards any paramilitary activity. But having said that, none of these organisations are completely homogenous, and there are different opinions and different voices within these organisations. And it's in that case where people need to engage with them and involve them in the transformation of society in Northern Ireland, which I believe is the best way forward, the continuous transformation towards normality in Northern Ireland, both within the nationalist community and within loyalist working class communities, rather than any major event like a border poll. I fear binary decisions. I fear forcing people into a binary decision. Unfortunately, Brexit has become a very binary decision. You're either a remainer or a leaver. And if we had a border poll in Northern Ireland, it forces people who are ambiguous, it forces them into a particular camp. And in my opinion, the Good Friday Agreement has worked exceptionally well, other than the collapse of the the executive, because of constructive ambiguity. And I think we probably need more constructive ambiguity, even around how we'll deal with the border in a post-Brexit situation.
And that was the Reverend Chris Hudson, who helped to negotiate the UVF ceasefire, speaking to me earlier.